Sunday is based on the Sunday of the 19th of October 2025, and that was the 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Year C. Brothers and sisters in Christ, yesterday we were all presented with the important reminder that God is always ever present in our midst and He has always cared about us, never abandoning us in our time and hour of need. And even when we may be encountering challenges, encountering trials and difficulties in life, we are never alone because God Himself is always by our side. He is supporting and strengthening us even through those most difficult obstacles and struggles. And that is why yesterday we were all reminded that we should not easily give up and continue to have firm, enduring and genuine faith in the Lord, even through the most difficult moments in our lives. We should remember that no matter how dark the situation and outlook may be for us now, but nothing can overcome the light and hope we have in the Lord. In the first reading of yesterday, taken from the book of Exodus, we heard of the account of the moment when a great battle broke out between the people of God and Israelites and their bitter enemy, the Amalekites. The Amalekites were a race of migratory tribe persons who wandered around the region, and they likely viewed the Israelites as both lucrative targets for raids and also rivals for resources in their region. And according to the historical evidence and practices, it was likely that the Amalekites' attempts to raid the Israelites, as they did to the other people of the region, to get captives, that they would sell the slaves to the slave trade, and slavery was rampant at that time. Thus, Israelites went to battle against those Amalekites, and God was with them. And historically, Amalek was a grandson of Esau, and there had been no love lost between the house of Esau and Jacob since Jacob claimed his birthright. The Amalekites attacked Israel at their weakest moment. Maybe this is why God promised Moses to destroy them from the face of the earth, which he accomplished through Saul, thereby warning us against act of wickedness and violence. This were not only highlights a significant battle, but also emphasizes the enemies of faith, good leadership, and divine intervention. In this theme of faith, the Israelites quite understand through the assistance of Moses that victory in any undertaking in our lives comes from the Lord. However, they did not go home to sleep and make merry waiting for God to do the battle for them. Instead, they braced every risk and pain to defend themselves and their country. And this is unlike the attitude of many people and young people today who rely only on prayer from so-called men of God to fetch them the material wealth and well-being without hard work and suffering. The good leadership of Moses shows us the importance of looking for leaders who have fear of God and one who is ready to pray and make sacrifices for those who are under their leadership and guidance. We are also to learn that victory in any undertaking ultimately comes from God. And this battle, looking at it, is not just a physical confrontation. It also symbolizes the spiritual warfare that believers encounter throughout their lives. We are called upon to fight against our weaknesses and to acquire virtues in order to advance in the spiritual life. The Amalekites are a people often associated with the forces of opposition and evil that seeks to undermine faith and community. And God instructed Moses to go up a higher place from where those who were involved in the battle could see him. And he was to raise his hands bearing his staff. And as we heard, as long as Moses raised his hands, the Israelites were winning against the Amalekites
while the moment he lowered them, the Amalekites gained the upper hand against the Israelites. We heard them, how both Aaron, Moses' brother, and Hur supported Moses' hands until the Israelites completed, defeated the Amalekites. And as we heard these things, we are in fact reminded of how God was always with his people. And when those who were fighting against the Amalekites saw Moses and his raising hands, they certainly have in them the hope that the Lord was with them and fighting their battles with them. Then from our second reading yesterday, taken from the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to this protege St. Timothy, we heard of the word of the Apostle encouraging his protege to continue to good works which he had been doing in being ministers and servant of the Lord, in proclaiming the good news of the Lord to everyone whom they have encountered. St. Paul reassured St. Timothy that they all should continue to proclaim the Gospels joyfully and courageously, following the guidance which God himself will provide them through this Holy Spirit. Because every step and journey they take, all of those shall be provided for by the Lord, and they will bring great benefits for the salvation of many souls, the souls of those whom they have encountered and touched by their good works. And Paul exhorts Timothy to continue in and remain firm in what he has learned from him, especially the work of preaching the gospel. He is to proclaim the message, be persistent, convince, rebuke, and encourage with utmost patience in teaching. And this is what preaching and teaching and living ought to do. And so the reason for this character, Timothy wants, for the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. While this fact has always been a challenge to believers, the challenge is particularly great today in the growing influence of secularism, prosperity gospel, and neo-paganism today. And we are celebrating the Mission Sunday, and the message of Paul is very, very important that we should, like missionaries, as everyone is a missionary, preach in season and out of season. Not only preach by words and deeds, but also support the mission work. And in the gospel, the Lord narrates the parable of the unrighteous judge, or better still, the parable of persistent prayer, to teach the disciples the importance of persistence in prayer and never losing heart of God's deliverance and mercy. This judge neither fear God nor respect man. A certain widow who is powerless on account of her poverty kept asking the judge for justice in her case with someone. On account of the demise of their husband, who could have been around to help and protect them, widow and vulnerable, they are often marginalized in the society. Yet St. Luke portrays them as example of great faith and humility. In this gospel, Jesus uses the widow as an example of persistent, especially in pursuit of justice. The example of the widow shows us that there is something to learn from others, even those we consider ignorant or below our social status. Like the unjust judge, justice in the world today is usually bought and sold. More often than not, those who expect to dispense justice are the ones who cause injustice, and the unusual victim are the materially poor. In most of the countries, tribalism, rigging at elections, and corruption in politics and judiciary are the common problems encountered daily. From the gospel reading yesterday, these are three characteristics of effective prayer, all starting with the letter P, persistent, as seen in the widows. Secondly, patient, since we cannot force God to respond to our prayers instantly, but we need to submit to His own timetable or timing. Sometimes God delays answer to our prayer because He wants us totally to trust in Him. Therefore, patience is needed while waiting for His response and our prayers, such as we grow and mature in our relationship with Him. Thirdly, the power of faith. The widow believed in her heart that her request for justice is valid. She poured all her strength and resources in this quest and was unstoppable. Prayer, when coupled with faith, produces the great results. Jesus emphasizing the power of faith, even if it is as small as a mustard seed. In our life, it is easy to feel discouraged when our prayers go unanswered. And we may wonder if God is listening or if our requests are too small or unimportant. But Jesus assured us that God is infinitely more compassionate and just than any human judge. While earthly authorities may grow weary, God delights in our persistence and hears our every prayer, cherishing each one. Our patience in waiting for His response refines our faith, teaching us to rely not on instant solution, but on His perfect timing and wisdom. This parable also invites us to consider the nature of our prayers. Are we simply seeking personal gain? Or are we aligning our desires with God's heart for justice, mercy, and love? When we seek these things persistently, we step into a deeper relationship with Him, experiencing the joy of being co-workers in His kingdom. Ultimately, Jesus asks if He will find faith on earth when He returns. This question calls us to examine our own faithfulness. Persistent prayer is not about wearing God down, but about deepening our trust in Him. As we continually turn to Him, we grow in faith and in confidence, trusting that in this time, God will answer justly and abundantly. Let us keep praying with hope and faith, knowing that our just and loving God hears us. Like the widow, may we persist, not because God needs convincing, but because He desires a faith that never gives up. The widow's persistence is coming for this same issue over a long time, made the judge to render justice for her. And Jesus, therefore, teaches that if an unrighteous judge could, on account of persistence, do the bidding of the widow, how much more will God, the righteous and just one, render justice to His saints who cry out to Him night and day in the midst of the difficulties and persecutions of life? Does prayer change God's will actually? Does God do all we ask Him immediately we ask them, or does God do all we ask the very same way we want them done? These are complex questions. The truth is that God answers all prayers. Prayer does violence to God's mercy and goodness, such that He grants our heart's desires that falls within His own will. God answers prayers at His own time. That is why we should never give up on hope when we pray. At times, we may pray for things that will be harmful to our souls, especially when it has to do with material things. But the Lord does not ignore us. Instead, the Holy Spirit presents another intention before God that is for our own good and the well-being of our souls. Sometimes, in pains, the Lord allows us to suffer for the good of our own souls, because every cross, every suffering is a stepping stone to spiritual growth and sanctity, if we endure them with patience and trust in God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.